Where are you going and why?
We're going to Gleneagles and Edinburgh to protest against the G8 and show our solidarity with the rest of the third world, and that the first world is blatantly just exploiting the third world. It's not helping it. And the conditionality and stuff, that's not good.
So where are you now? How are you going to get to Scotland?
Oh, we're outside King's Cross at the moment, and we're going to be taking it the train. It's organised by Sense, the local Southeast Assembly.
Any idea how long the trip is? How are you expecting any trouble on the way?
We should be arriving there about 9:30 in Edinburgh, but we're not expecting trouble by the police. There are quite a few of them around out here.
Are you like guys off to Scotland?
Yeah.
Do you fancy doing doing a piece to camera for indie media with Fit Team in the background? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have they been harassing anyone at all?
Not us. Yeah. They keep looking at us and talking, looking back and talking.
They don't like the cut of our jib.
That is pretty hair. So you're on the descent train.
Yeah.
You expecting any trouble en route?
A few of us have expected some, I guess.
Look, if we're not doing like the second, I'm going to get my camera and stop over.
Yeah, do that.
I've got
do
a
that.
Camera frame, so.
We have a legal observer amongst our midst.
So, how comes you're going up today? You didn't go up for the Make Poverty History thing that was happening today?
Is that not tomorrow? March?
I thought it was today.
As far as we know, it's tomorrow.
What's today then?
Today is the day when we get up there and we set up camp.
Is it Live 8? What, Live 8?
That's on the 6th.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's today? The first?
Today's the first.
Yeah. I thought there was something happening today.
Oh, well, there's parties and shit in the evening if we can get to that.
What, tonight?
Yeah, we probably won't be out here though. We'll probably be setting up a tent and then knackers. Yeah.
All right. So you're going to the Rural Convergence Space, or are you going to the one set up by the council in Edinburgh?
We're going to the Edinburgh Council one.
I think so, isn't it?
And then I imagine on the 5th we're moving.
Yeah. So what's your kind of must-do things?
I guess it's slightly different for each of us.
Yeah, we've got different kind of, the same idea, different kind of demos we want to actually go to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was our main objective.
Some of us are interested in the march.
Main objective to get to
Gleneagles.
Yeah. And that was just to add ourselves to the numbers, just to prove that there are people that want to dissent against.
So will you be doing the Make Poverty History march?
We're going to probably embed ourselves in a smaller part of that, Make Capitalism History. We're in some dispute.
Carnival for Pleasure thing as well going to the
Carnival
time.
For Enjoyment is the 4th, I think.
Carnival for Enjoyment.
There's a lot of things going on as well as Make Poverty History.
There's so much. It's like a festival and a party and a protest all in one. But I don't know. As for what real rock bottom difference we can make, I mean, we're just going up there to add numbers.
Yeah,
I mean, the real action of things always exists at home in your town.
Have you had any hassle or from the police since you've been sitting here?
Oh no, they've just been patrolling back and forth and killing time really. I've got nothing to hide. They can take as many photos as they want. We're doing our job, they're doing theirs, and I'm sure most people in the world now know that this type of activism is necessary if they're going to survive.
Why is that then? Why is that?
It's not allowed.
By what virtue?
Under the Terrorism Act, mate. You're not allowed to use the camera in the station.
Under the Terrorism Act?
Yes, mate. No cameras.
I've never heard of that.
Well, I'm telling you that now. If you don't stop, I will do something about it. There's no improvement. I'm not making it because you're doing it.
Okay.
I've been telling all the tourists.
Interesting. Hello.
Okay. Is there a reason why you're filming police officers on the station? Because on the station you don't need permission to film them.
I'm on the pavement.
Well, the station area still belongs to the railway station.
Well, the pavement belongs to the railway station.
No, the station. It's just a simple question.
Because I'm filming for journalistic purposes, police interaction with G8 protesters.
Just a little curiosity, that's all. Only other thing you have to do is, if you're going to go on the station itself, on the platform in Concourse, you will have to go speak to the railway staff and railway security first, just to get authority from them to come on the station itself.
Okay, who would I get that from?
Well, if you go onto the Concourse,
yep.
Turn on the right, there's a duty station manager's office. If you go in there, once you've got permission off them to come on the station, there's no problem at all, but you don't need permission to come on the
station. Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, we're all here at King's Cross Station. It's the 1st of July. We're waiting for the train that's been booked by the Descent Network to go up to Edinburgh. There's, I'd say, quite a few people here, maybe about 300 people, I think. There's also quite a lot of police. They've been stopping and searching some people, especially people with drums.
Actually allowed to be filming.
I'm not filming.
That's right. I was just about to say, I'll see you got the cover on,
yeah.
The way you're carrying it.
Currently in King's Cross Station, surrounded by loads of policemen, having our photographs taken, before we've even got on the train, which is quite an achievement. Just looking forward to get going, but the train's delayed because someone's committed suicide, which might be a bad omen.
And you're going with the Descent train. What's what are your motivations for kind of taking this path and not going along with Make Poverty History or something else?
Well, for a start, it's cheaper. Secondly, it's full of people who are more radical than Make Poverty History. Make Poverty History have done a good job of getting attention to the issues, and they've got some interesting policies, but they're not challenging the UK government very much, at least not publicly. Their media campaign seems to be controlled by Richard Curtis and Bob Geldof, whereas other groups and networks are far more radical, and I work for Red Pepper magazine, and so we're sort of closer to these people anyway.
Cool. And what's your realistic best case scenario to come out of these mobilisations be?
Well, I mean, I guess further airing of the issues and pointing out to people that there's no real point in asking the G8 just to be a little nicer. The G8 is itself the problem. It's asking the G8 to help Africa is a little like asking Hitler to help the Jews. So if we can raise that point of view and try and get that through, then we'll keep the movement a bit radical. If there aren't any radicals involved in this Make Poverty History movement, then it'll be dominated by celebrities and governments and people who are basically in the end probably going to sell out the aims of the movement. So it needs a radical edge to it, and that's hopefully what we'll provide.
But it's really great to see so many people here, and I don't know, I just think it's really great that this got sorted and we're all on our way up there, and we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, there's about 500 of us at King's Cross Station. We're just about to board the special Descent train that's been hired out by Southeast Descent Organising Coalition. You can tell I haven't been to any meetings, so I don't even know what it's called. But thank the lucky stars that they did this, because it's wicked. We're all going to travel up as a big posse. Place is swarming with cops. They're taking notes, they're taking photos, they've been hassling people. We're not sure what's going to happen on the other side. We may have the same sort of treatment. It's also going to be dark when we get there, but we have been told by people in Globalised Resistance and other groups that they will meet us at the station. So if there is any trouble, we'll have some support and solidarity. But we're not really expecting any. It's just usual surveillance, bit of intimidation, usual. It is a big mass spectacular, but there are some interesting actions going on that could see people actually take autonomous direct action along a sort of cellular structure, which I always really like, and in fields and in green spaces and looking at maps and, you know, just trying to be really clever about it and outwit police and try and sabotage this conference.
So why have you chosen to do stuff kind of along the Descent path rather than G8 alternatives or Make Poverty History?
Because the people that I personally know are involved in Descent, I like the way the Descent has been organised, I like the energy, the vibrancy, the different analysis, the libertarian analysis, the involvement that everybody can have in it. It's transparent, it's welcoming to new people. I mean, G8 Alternatives, I think, is going to be good as well. I think, you know, a lot of work's gone into that, and there'll be some great speakers. And, you know, me personally, I'm going to do a workshop at both
dissent and GA alternatives. Not because I like doing workshops, but it's just for this union that I'm working with, this oil union in Basra, in Iraq, that needs solidarity. If it's going to fight privatisation, the goal of the war and occupation, if it's going to fight the theft of Iraq's oil, they need serious, serious solidarity. But yeah, though dissent, the dissent lot are sexy, and they're funny, and they're cool. And it's just going to be really, really exciting. I don't want to diss any other groups because I know everyone's been really working hard towards this, and I think that if we can have as much cooperation and working together and being active together and doing sabotage together and doing direct action together and also working together, because I really do think they're, you know, we talk about breaking down borders and boundaries, and I know that different groups work in different ways, but I think a challenge is to work across certain political borders. You know, I'm not talking about the fascia or anything, but certain political and religious borders that I know that we have around ourselves and we're very conscious of. But I think there's a lot of alliances that can be made through this G8 convergence. And I think that's the whole point of it, really, the process.
And what do you think is the realistic best case scenario to come from this?
Okay, the best case scenario. The realistic best case scenario is that there's a heightened, increased, a deeper consciousness emerges amongst all the people involved in this, and ordinary people who've never been to a protest or didn't really know much about the issues, but they go to the dissent convergence, they go to GA alternatives, they listen to people, they learn from people, they start thinking that it's possible to organise and take action and even start to control their own lives again, but also to build sustainable challenges and sustainable networks to not just the power of the G8, but capitalism as the system that controls our lives, and just a heightened consciousness of that and new ways to combat it, and fun in the process, and you know, empowerment as well. You know, even if we can stop, you know, one entry point, if we can block one entry point for a particular part of the support staff for the conference, or if we can do something that, I mean, I think they're going to have a siege mentality anyway, but there's a lot of different action that people are going to take. Dungavel, Faslane, you know, people are going to be empowered through these actions, I believe, and there will be police repression, but I think there's so much energy focused upon the G8 and Edinburgh and Glasgow and Gleneagles, and there's going to be just such a sheer volume of people there that it's just going to be really exciting. And I can't help but think that when you've got this much focus and energy and attention and activity, it's always going to be positive, even if the police act like complete scum and really, really lay into people and really try and prevent anybody from going anywhere. It's still going to be exciting and fun, and maybe this is the most fun part, actually. Do you know what I mean? The imagination, what it's like before cold hard reality who whacks you in the face like a truncheon.
Well, thanks for your concise best case scenario.
Thank you. It went on forever.
Good luck.
It wasn't concise at all for you being funny. It's not concise at all.
Everyone's going to go on the platform, but the train's not going to be opened. I've got all the signs and letters for each coach. I'm going to stick them all up quickly. And the people that have got the clipboards for each coach, double check the tickets when they go on.
What's going on?
It looks like some progress. They're letting people onto the platform.
Enjoy your weekend in Edinburgh.
Thank you.
Tell my mum I was asking for her. Right, on you sport. Have a nice weekend in Edinburgh.
I'm not going.
You're not going? You're just going here and going this
way? Yeah, I'm off to see everyone off and record any travel.
Yeah, so we're just here gathering just about to board the train. We've been getting together, people have been coming together for the last few weeks in the build up to this, and this is the culmination of it all now. There's been a heavy police presence trying to intimidate us, taking a lot of photographs of people getting on the train and so on, but everyone's in good spirits and ready to go.